At this time of the year, you'll know when morning is approaching, as much by sound as by sight, as the dawn chorus gets underway. All of us have complimentary tickets to this early summer extravaganza when male birds show off their talents to find a mate by singing their loudest and, in many cases, most beautiful song. Singing is hard work, so the most prominent singers are usually the fittest, best-fed males. And in many cases, once a female has been serenaded and successfully secured as a mate, the male will be less enthusiastic as his work is done. By the end of June or the beginning of July, this cacophony of bird song will be over for another year, so make the most of it. If you've ever wondered why it's a dawn chorus rather than, say, a lunchtime chorus, which would be a much more suitable time of day for those of you who struggle to get out of bed in the morning, it's quite simple, really. It's too dark to forage for food, insects are still asleep, so the time is much better spent trying to attract a mate. Also, there's less background noise early in the day, so their song can carry up to 20 times as far. Among the earliest birds to rise are skylarks, song thrushes, robins and blackbirds, followed by wrens and warblers. No one's exactly sure why the smaller birds start singing a bit later, but it could be that they're sensitive to the coldness of dawn. The full cacophony of the dawn chorus peaks from about half an hour before dawn until about half an hour after sunrise. If you're not up for a front row seat with nature, stepping outside at any time up to about 6 a.m. should give you a seat in the stalls. If for some reason the thought of surfacing early in the day is just too much, even as a one-off experience, well, there's always another chorus at dusk. It's quieter than dawn and more of a quartet than an orchestra, but some birds, like tree sparrows and blue tits, seem to prefer to sing at this time. But what a perfect background tune to listen to at the end of a long day.